Hi, welcome to another installment of what you've missed on the community. This is my regular video giving community members of the Happy Startup School who are on our platform, an update of all the latest news, and also to welcome new members who've joined this week. Today, I'm actually doing the recording from the Amex Stadium. So this is the home of Brighton and Hove Football Club. And I was here today to be part of a City Hack event organised by an organisation called Maker Club. They teach STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics to young kids. They do that through workshops on robotics, on programming, and it's really to engage the imagination of young kids through technology. And in combination with Albion in the Community, which is the social enterprise side of the Amex Stadium and Brighton and Hove Council, they created this event where they got 100 students from primary schools across the county to come together and think about how they'd create a better future for the city, and thinking about what technology they would use to make the city better. And it's quite serendipitous in a way, because only 2 weeks ago I was in Egypt at a conference. It was called the Vested Summit, and it was the first conscious technology summit in the world. And its whole purpose was, again, talking about how can we use tech and all the new technologies that are coming out to make the world a better place, to use it purposefully. So I found it in complete alignment now being with 100 9 and 10 year olds talking about their perspective of what technology means and how it could be used to make their city, Brighton and Hove, a better place. And the fascinating thing that I learned was how when you give children space to just think about anything in terms of let their imagination run wild, they can come up with some super interesting ideas and apply it to the challenges and problems and things that they want to solve in the world around them. So the themes that we had were around work, school, environment and fun. And they were asked to think about ideas and technologies that exist now, or things that they could make up that could help in those areas. And my group, they came up with what they called the HomoPad. I had a bit of a question as to whether that was the good name for it, but some smart kid decided to call it the HomoPad. It started off as the 3D solar holographic iPad. Doesn't really slip off the tongue in the same way, but anyway, their idea was that this would be a learning tool that would save on paper and energy because it was solar powered. It would replace books, you could speak to it, and it would create 3D hologram images of the things you wanted to learn so you could interact with them. And this was purely off the top of their own heads. No, I was just listening to these ideas. And so, yeah, that was fascinating. And the thing about it is it tackled work, because you could use that for learning at work. It tackled school, because you could use it for learning at school. It was fun, because it was interactive. And it was good for the environment. So they had one idea, and it covered all bases. That was really lovely to see. Anyway, that's my morning, and I'm totally energized by what I've seen today, and it's heartwarming to see kids really engaging in that way, engaging also in a way that wasn't shouting over each other. It was actually sharing ideas, giving other people a possibility to talk. Adults, man, you've got something to learn off these kids. Back to the program though. So I'd like to get back to welcoming all the new members this week. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 new members. So we have Julie Avis Rogers, Rajit Patanka, Monica Jang, Jose Sevilla, Claudia Colvin, and Kath Howard. Thank you very much for joining the community. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you update your profile at least with a profile picture and a short bio, so people can then engage with you and be able to know where the connection is. Make sure you answer the onboarding questions that you'll have been notified about through the Mighty Networks platform. So questions about why you're here. Also, there are various the purpose and profit program is kicking off at the moment, so it's a good place to start looking at various bits of content, and that's where it slips into the next stage of this webinar. This video call is really telling you about what's the latest news on the community this week and where can you spend some time reading and engaging. Now, I know some of you members, you dip in and out and you might feel like it can be so much has happened over the past week. This is really an opportunity for you to just pick out the right things or a few things that you can focus on and then from there discover other content. Apologies for the caterers coming around the corner. This is live. So latest news, first article to look at is the spotlight on our community members. So this week, Sophie wrote up a lovely interview with Nicholas Himovitz. It's a kicking off basically a way for us to start giving you a broader picture of who our members are. So I encourage you to search for Nicholas Himovitz. So Himowicz. You'll find an article search for Spotlight and you'll find that article, click on that, and it's a lovely read about his work and what he's here to do. The second post by our community member Mike Strange has been released, and it's really around his idea for his product, which is called Helm, about how we can battle overwhelm, how we can empower ourselves to be able to cope with the stresses and strains of being a lonepreneur, someone who has to basically cover everything within the business. And even if you're a CEO or you're managing a business with people in it, you can be inundated with so many different demands on your time. So this latest post is called Want to Do More? Then Stop. And he's going to share some ideas and some tactics and some exercises that you can use if you feel yourself basically caught up in analysis paralysis, but you've got so many things to do. A post that I shared recently was called Love Creates Good Business, Good Business Creates World Peace. I know it's a bit of a big ask in terms of a bold statement I'm making here, but it was really inspired by the summit I went to in Egypt, the Vested Summit, and there was a guy called Mark Nelson who works for Stanford Peace Labs, and they're looking at how you can use technology to increase world peace. And the interesting thing that he put across, which I think resonates a lot with the Happy Startup School, is that if you have people doing good business, and when I mean good business, or when he was talking about good business, he means business where there is a beneficial exchange. Essentially, you are the customer is getting something that's beneficial, but as you as well as the supplier, you're getting something from the transaction that isn't just the money. There's something that you're gaining that is beyond that, whether it's meaning and purpose. And when you have those transactions, more of those good transactions, what happens there is you get a mutual dependence. And you can't have war when you're mutually dependent on many, many people. And for him, that was one way of creating more peace, by increasing the ability for us to do more good business. So it's a very short piece, check it out, and hopefully I'll be interested to hear your ideas around that. This month is Purposeful Tech Month. I ran this month's masterclass on purposeful tech 2 days ago, using basically technology to free your time. There's so many tools out there that can automate all the different things that you do, and the repetitive tasks that can be really a ball ache. This is a way for you to actually free yourself from that, so you can focus on the stuff you enjoy, the stuff that really delivers value to the customers that you're working with. The example that I took was running workshops and webinars. There's a lot of communications that have to go on, and that can be a manual process that takes a lot of your time to try and keep on top of. Using tools like MailChimp, Zapier, Typeform, and Gumroad, you can automate the purchasing, the communications, and also the feedback that you get, or the communications around the feedback. You can automate all of that with those tools, and I show you in the hours webinar how to do that. And that way you can then free up to do the important stuff, which is essentially deliver the webinar, deliver the content, and actually communicate and engage with your customers. So that's something if that's your situation, you want to automate more of the boring work in your business, then I encourage you to have a look at that webinar and post a comment, please. Tell me, I'd love to hear what your challenges are and what more stuff you'd like to hear about around that area. Finally, Sophie had a post recently posted called What's that coming over the hill? What is coming up over the hill? Within 4 months' time, summer camp is landing. Yes, we will be doing our 6th summer camp. It's crazy. It's amazing how this has just grown and grown and grown. Summer camp is not your typical event. Talks are held in a barn. Accommodation is in bell tents. We're in the countryside. It isn't just about talks. It's about activities from In the past, we've had ukulele playing, we've had whittling, we've had cider making, we've had tea making, we've had wild walks, we've had canoeing. It's all about trying to create a more experiential way of learning and connecting with people in nature. And through that, being able to overcome or find the clarity to overcome the challenges that you may be facing at the moment, whether it's a crossroads in your career, a crossroads in your business, or you're just trying to re-energize yourself so you can go back refocused and feeling more purposeful. Fundamentally for us, it's a great time for myself and Lawrence to meet more of you guys in the community. It's a great time for you to meet each other and really cement those connections, because this is really, this is a network of not just business people, it's friends, and to give us our energy to move forward through the challenging times and to realign with what we really want to do. So please check out that post, please check out Summer Camp, and I hope to see you there. Next week we're going to the Alps. It's our altitude retreat, so Lawrence and I will be in the mountains for a week, so apologies if we're not as active on Mighty Networks. It all depends on the internet connection at the time, but I'll be reporting back from there. I'm hoping I'll be able to do a video from there and tell you how it's going, and also continue with what you've been missing on the community. So if you're a member, I look forward to seeing you on the platform. If you're hearing this on our podcast, you now have another glimpse of what's going on in our community, and I hope to see you become a member soon. Well, take care and have a good weekend. Until next time.